Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Well, the time has come on this Friday afternoon, March the 16th, to do what we like to do so often, to round off Friday and an entire week's broadcast here on Issues Etc. We go back into the old audio, not so old, just from this last week, and we pull out what we think are some pretty good sound bites from Issues Etc. audio of the last week. And we put them together, we play them for you, and then you, our listeners, right here in real time, as we come to you live, get to pick which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. The phone lines are open right now, 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. Just send us an email right here in studio, in real time, talk back. @issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, send us a tweet @issuesetc, or we have left space for you to vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote will receive the LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Your reasons are your own. You can like the soundbite, dislike it, whatever it is, think you want to hear it again. All we ask that you do is listen and then vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Tweet @issuesetc or the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Molly Hemingway talking about the untold story in the media of the HHS mandate.
What is missing in all this coverage is that there is a huge swath of religious people and religious liberty advocates who say that this is an infringement on religious liberty. And that is a story that has been not getting out at all, even though that's, you know, sort of the main story. This was not something that the Catholic Church did or any other religious group did. This is something that the HHS did. Two religious institutions, unprovoked, they just came out with a new ruling that for the first time ever, you know, Catholic organizations and other religious organizations would have to start funding things that goes against their doctrine. That's the act of aggression, and that's what is really the prime driver of this story. When that HHS mandate came out, they didn't cover it. When bishops started objecting loudly, they didn't really cover it, and a lot of people did not cover it well. And it just has been a battle, even when you have the heads of major religious groups testifying before Congress that they're concerned about this, even if it doesn't affect them in particular, that has been downplayed and subverted to this story of war on women. And that is, it's just chilling to think about how difficult it has been to get the other side of the story out here. So it's just not been a good few weeks in media coverage on this issue.
That's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about the sin of boredom.
People are bored with God's word, so we've got to bring something else. So you have now a church service that has nothing to do with the Lord's word or with Jesus. give a sermon that's full of silly anecdotes, exciting stories, et cetera, but not the Lord's Word, because after all, that's boring. The problem with that is it starts with the assumption that the Lord's Word itself is not delightful or exciting or wonderful. And so you assume that the Bible's boring. That just comes now as an assumption, which is false. You see that a lot with even as the changing styles in worship go. Oh, this old liturgy and these old hymns, these are boring. We need something more exciting in here. If I'm bored, well, it's certainly not my problem. It's whatever it is that's in front of me. That thing is boring. No. If you're bored with the things that the Lord has given you, the problem is not those things. The problem is you. You have a degree of contempt or despising or even just a lack of delight in the gifts that God has given, and that's something that we ought to repent of, at least when we're bored with the gifts of God. That boredom is a sin.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your votes will decide. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 16th. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He was on recently talking about prayer, and here he is on the sufficiency of Jesus in Christian prayer.
When I'm distracted, when I need to pray the most and most thoughtfully, I find myself distracted. It's inevitable with our condition. So it's always the case. We should pray more. It's a matter of the law. We should pray more. We should pray in a better way. We should pray with more diligence, concentration. But the bottom line is, it's all covered in the blood of Jesus. Because of Jesus, our Father hears us as though he were listening to his own dear Son, who is making constant intercession for us, whether we are praying or not. And he hears our groans as though they were the most beautiful and lucid, clear intercession of his own beloved Son, crying, Abba, Father.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Get ready to vote. The break is coming up, and so is your last choice for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, answering the question, why the push for gay marriage?
People of the same sex want to have the same sacral quality attached to their relationships that has been attached through Christian history to the marriage of a man and a woman. The fact of the matter is that the civil partnership in England, as in the United States, covers all of the legal issues. That is to say, if two people of the same sex want to live together, then they are protected legally in virtually all respects, so that the idea of calling the relationship marriage is just a symbolic kind of thing. But this is terribly important to these people because they want to elevate that kind of a relationship to a sacral level. Marriage signifies a relationship before God, and they want that quality to be attached to the relationships that they have. And they're not going to be happy until they get this kind of thing. But, of course, once this happens, you've redefined the nature of relationships, of family relationships, and the consequences of this are catastrophic.
All right, that was soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, on why the push for gay marriage. It's time to vote. It's time to hear from you, for you to decide which is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to vote, so give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC.
Think big screens belong in the movie theater, not at church? Think garage bands should stay in the garage, not be jamming in front of the altar? Hey, we do too. Come join us at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, for services that are reverent and relevant, vibrant and traditional. Divine service on Saturday at 6 p.m., on Sunday morning at 7:45 and 10, with Sunday school and Bible class in between at 9. Join us. Not a big screen or garage band in sight, promise.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
This is something that the HHS did to religious institutions. Unprovoked, they just came out with a new ruling that Catholic organizations and other religious organizations would have to start funding things that goes against their doctrine.
If you're bored with the things that the Lord has given you, the problem is not those things. The problem is you. You have a degree of contempt or despising or even just a lack of delight in the gifts that God has given, and that's something that we ought to repent of.
The bottom line is, it's all covered in the blood of Jesus. Because of Jesus, our Father hears us as though he were listening to his own dear Son.
They want to elevate that kind of a relationship to a sacral level. Marriage signifies a relationship before God.
A little taste of the four sound bites that we've laid before you to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, March the 16th. Callers, phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE. You can send us your votes in real time right here in the studio, talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or at the Issues Etc. Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on the untold story of the HHS mandate. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the sin of boredom. Soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison on the sufficiency of Jesus in prayer. Or soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why the push for same-sex marriage. Dennis is listening in O'Fallon, Illinois. Dennis, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to KFUO again. Soundbite number two. Everybody gets bored. I've been bored, and I'll get bored in the future, but that's just a phenomenal new way of looking at things. So that's number two gets my vote.
Dennis, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in O'Fallon. By the way, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Scott's up next. He listens in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number two as well. Pastor Wolfmuller's soundbite reminds me of the hymn that begins, Lord, 'tis not that I did choose thee, that I know could never be, for this heart would still refuse thee, had thy grace not chosen me. If a church is getting the doctrine of original sin wrong, they'll try to be fishers of men using non-scriptural bait, not the net of scripture in which God takes credit for every single catch without any cleverness on man's part. St. Paul backs this up in Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
All right, I often say smartest listeners and raters, smartest voters during issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Thanks for the call, Scott, and thanks for listening in Altamont. Let's see. Dana in Indiana says, my vote is for soundbite number 3. That would be Pastor Matt Harrison on the sufficiency of Jesus in prayer. Dana says, I almost voted for soundbite number 2 because I thought that the sin of boredom was such a good way to explain our complacency about God's word. Then I listened to Pastor Harrison and heard the answer to the sin of boredom, which is the sufficiency of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Dana, thanks for listening in Indiana. Andreas listens in Sweden. He says, I vote for Pastor Matt Harrison. That's a vote for soundbite number 3. Buzz listens in St. Louis. He says, my vote is for Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. He nailed it with his comment. Gays do want the definition of the family. It is their agenda, and I don't think they'll be up anytime soon, if ever. Buzz, thanks for listening in St. Louis. Paul listens in Missouri. He says, boredom with Scripture and Jesus as the only intercessor in prayer are important beyond words, and both in some way impact upon the current attack on Christian beliefs by the HHS and current administration, along with their fellow travelers. These attacks have been well explained in the media so that many don't appreciate how important the issues are. They haven't been well explained in the media. In that thinking, he says his vote is for soundbite number 1 at this time. If not, he says, if not understood, what comes next? Thank you very much, Paul, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Benjamin listens in Indiana. He's voting for Pastor Matt Harrison, soundbite number 3. Really, all the soundbites deal with the same thing, tolerance. Miss Hemingway comments on how the government wants to regulate how tolerant churches are. Pastor Wolf Miller laments how the church wants to seem more tolerant and allow entertainment to rule instead of Jesus. Dr. Montgomery argues that those seeking tolerance wish to be recognized and acknowledged by everyone, including those who speak against them as being right. Pastor Harrison pulls it all into perspective. In this face of a government bent upon removing freedom, media covering up stories rather than covering stories, and tolerance being very intolerant, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is our peace and our righteousness. He hears our prayers and will carry out justice. We must just sit, pray, and wait. Thanks for listening in Indiana, Benjamin. Nathan's up in Iowa. He says, all of the sound bites are excellent. You chose well, making the vote difficult. We try to. I especially like Pastor Wolfmiller's comments, but as a pastor, I know I've been guilty of presenting the all-sufficient Word of God in a dull fashion on more than one occasion. Then the problem isn't the person sitting in the pew who's bored. It's me for preaching it that way. Mea culpa, he says, and may God forgive me. Ah, but the winner has to be soundbite number 3 from Pastor Matt Harrison. Who of us prays enough or diligently enough or with appropriate reverence and concentration? Not me, that's for sure. It was a blessing to have the gospel applied to prayer. Nathan, thanks for listening in Iowa. There's still plenty of time for your votes and an opportunity to win an LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote via email right here in real time in the studio. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. Or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can also vote at the Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a great one. I wish I would have had something like this when I was growing up. I had something like it, but not something exactly like it. It's called My First Hymnal, and it's a real hymnal for kids, really for families with kids. It's a valuable resource because it's a real hymnal. It has prayers, it has a confession of sins, it has psalms, and it has the hymns of the church pared down and simplified so that kids can sing them and understand them and have them embedded deep in their hearts, and these hymns will hold them in good stead for a lifetime of Christian devotion. Find out more about My First Hymnal from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for My First Hymnal. Very reasonably priced, so you can order more than one, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find My First Hymnal, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, on every page of our website. And if you've got kids, grandkids, it's really not ever too early or too young to get My First Hymnal for those kids. 1-800-325-3040 or issuesetc.org. Eric in Clinton, Tennessee says, I'm voting for Pastor Wolf Miller. Bored with the traditional worship is a bored response to what God delivers and how we praise him. It's not about us, but about God, keeping traditional worship in our services. Also, the service book should be used. Joshua in Kentucky says he votes for soundbite number 3 simply because it's focused on Christ. Now, that's a good reason, and thanks for listening in Kentucky, Joshua. The winner this week, by your votes for soundbite of the week, is soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison, The Sufficiency of Jesus in Christian Prayer.
When I'm distracted, when I need to pray the most and most thoughtfully, I find myself distracted. It's inevitable with our condition. So it's always the case. We should pray more. It's a matter of the law. We should pray more. We should pray in a better way. We should pray with more diligence, concentration. But the bottom line is, it's all covered in the blood of Jesus. Because of Jesus, our Father hears us as though he were listening to his own dear Son, who is making constant intercession for us, whether we are praying or not. And he hears our groans as though they were the most beautiful and lucid, clear intercession of his own beloved Son, crying, Abba, Father.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the sufficiency of Jesus in the Christian's prayer. The LPR bundle package goes to Benjamin in Indiana. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, Benjamin, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted and who decided Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining our monthly or annual giving program. We call it the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Now, membership benefits include premiums like T-shirts, books, show transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Check out the Issues Etc. Reformation Club this weekend. Go to issuesetc.org. And when you see the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, click and you will find out more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Alfonso Espinosa about confession and absolution. Also Monday, we'll discuss Jesus and Zacchaeus, that wee little man, with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Now, when you go to church this weekend, post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer and hand out some of those Issues Etc. business cards. If you don't have these already, they're at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, and you'll find there the Issues Etc. business card. It's right there, printed out on suitable stock, cut along the lines, and you can take the contact information for Issues Etc. wherever you go, hand them out at church or elsewhere. Or, and I know your church does have a bulletin board or more than one inside the building, go there to the same website, issuesetc.org. Click support, and you'll find the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Take it, print it off. Take it to church on Sunday and put it on that bulletin board. Thanks, because our listeners are absolutely the best word-of-mouth promotion that Issues Etc. has. We completely depend on our listeners. I think when you look at how guilty Christians routinely feel when they fold their hands and bow their heads, what we need when we pray, what really moves us to pray. Because if it's only about guilt, it's only about I have to, it's only about I need to, then if you're like me, your life of prayer will wither away. What we need is a heavy dose of that good news, of that gospel of Jesus and his all-sufficient blood on the cross for us, even in the midst of Christian prayer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.